tonight.
Now, don't.
We go to the Black Lagoon in the morning. I fix you some supper now.
What are we having tonight?
Oh, big surprise. What we didn't finish last night.
Oh. What'd I give for a tall, cold beer?
Or a short, warm blonde.
Gilman, prehistoric monster. Maybe there's no such thing.
You find him, mister. I'll catch him.
It doesn't look good for a conservative institution like Ocean Harbor to circus a yarn and then not to deliver.
You're smart, you won't worry about it. There is a guild man. We'll catch him. It's a phony. Now, boss is out his dough. George.
Hey, Lucas.
Yes, Mr. Johnson?
It's a crocodile.
Huh, you think maybe that is it? Oh, no. The thing you are looking for can break that in two. No, sometimes I think all North Americanos are crazy. If he is dead, you waste your money. If he's alive, maybe you'll be sorry you find him.
Yeah, there isn't a fish alive I can't handle.
Who says he's a fish?
What a character.
This sweat fox. Doesn't it ever cool off here?
Never. You want to go back? At your service.
Not till we get the whatever it is. Then we'll go back.
He won't rest easy till he's got it in the tank back at Ocean Harbor.
What for do you want to do this? So people can come and stare at the manfish to please some crazy scientists? For this, you're going to risk your lives?
Who said anything about risking lives? Job. Technical job.
Oh. Maybe then you got a book that's going to tell you how to do this thing.
Now, look, we're not paying you to make jokes.
No joke. Tomorrow we're going to be in the lagoon. You will go down in the water. Then it's no longer time for talking. So maybe it's better we talk now, eh?
Okay, go ahead.
Last year I came to this place with a party of scientists. Also brave and highly technical people. In the end, 5 persons were dead. The gill man, still there.
Were they equipped for the capture?
No.
No, we are.
So? I'd like to ask you something. I'm not a very educated person. This gill man, this thing I have seen with my eyes, it doesn't belong in our world. It should have died out long before a man was born. Still it exists. Why?
Well, I'll try to explain it to you. Sometimes a species gets isolated in time. If the conditions are right, it reproduces itself without change, skipping a chapter of evolution. Way back, there must have been some major link between marine and terrestrial life. It's just possible that this is it. Well, that's all there is to it.
Now I tell you what I believe. This beast exists because it is stronger than the thing that you call evolution. In it is some force of life, a demon driving it through millions of centuries. It does not surrender so easily to weaklings like you and me. This is the thing that you hunt for. Think on it. Good night, gentlemen.
Well, and that, kiddies, is our fairy story for tonight.
Joe, maybe he's right. Back in Florida, you don't suppose that they expect us to lose our lives over this thing? Maybe we got no business to be here at all.
Want to play some cards?
No. No, I think I'll try to get some sleep. You'd better do the same.
Oh, I'll sleep fine. No imagination.
Thank you.
Drop anchor!
Yes, Captain.
Argo, bring the net!
Down. Lower.
Good. The Americano does the rest.
You get that net secured, Joe, and we got the entrance sealed off.
Well, let's go.
In a suit like that, he'll be helpless as a baby.
This baby was born in that suit. He's taken pretty good care of himself up to now.
Now he's different, my friend.
Watch his feet, Obie.
Oh, there's water in the
suit. Get him over there and sit him down. Quick as you can.
Look, he's bleeding badly.
I'll get this helmet plate off.
Did you get him?
I don't know, but I'm glad he didn't get you. Pull the pin, Lucas.
You see, I do it.
I hope you ain't going to blow up my boat, Mr. Johnson. Like my wife, she's not much, but she's all I have.
Don't worry. There's just enough dynamite in these cans to stun anything below the surface. If that thing's alive, this ought to do the trick. On back to the reader.
All right.
You do it easy, huh?
You ready?
Here goes nothing.
Thank you.
Well, no sign of him.
Maybe this time we are lucky and he is dead, huh?
There he is.
What is this? Where?
By golly, you're right. There he is.
Come on, Lucas. Let's go get him.
Always I have the bad luck.
Sure you tie him up good.
This is the first telephoto of the fantastic find received from Rio de Janeiro. The creature is in a coma. Has been ever since its capture in an isolated Amazon lagoon. Right now, it's being flown to Florida's famed Ocean Harbor Oceanarium, where the experts hope to restore it to consciousness. Movement of the creature has required some split-second timing. It can exist out of water for only a few minutes at a stretch. The capture of the Gill Man has created the greatest scientific stir since the explosion of the atomic bomb. Further information is anxiously awaited in colleges and universities throughout the world.
Why, Neil, that's wonderful. You have such a vibrant color sense for a four-year-old. You know, I think this one is even good enough to show to your friends. All right, lesson's over. Now, turn around, Neil. Turn around. Turn around. Sit down. All right, now. Open your mouth. Oh, that's the boy. All right, now. Cover your eyes. Cover your eyes. That's a good boy. Now, stand up. Stand up. Now, put your arms over your head and stretch. Oh, what a good boy.
Good morning, Miss Abbott. Good morning, Dr. Ferguson.
Morning, Neil. Come over here and see me. How's he doing?
Fine.
Neil, what do you think of your work? Flattery will get you nowhere.
It's just amazing. He's really as bright as a child. Well, as bright as a 2 or 3 year old anyway.
Well, that's fine. But remember, we're supposed to find out what the difference is between the intelligence of an ape and a human being. And at the rate he's going, sometimes I wonder if there is any difference.
Hey, Doc, would you come here a minute?
Sure.
Come on, boy. Oh. Doc, didn't you say that among the lower animals there were no natural enemies as long as they were well fed?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, maybe so, Doc, but there were 4 rats in there when I changed my lights. Now there's only 3. It's my considered opinion that rat number 4 is sitting inside that cat.
Are you sure you fed them all this morning?
Sure, I always feed them. Get in here.
Cleet, here's the most important news. The greatest scientific find since the Peking Man.
What you got, Mac? Someone unearthed a natural blonde?
Here. They've captured that Devonian relic Dr. Reed reported last year.
You're kidding.
Know what I think? I think you should be thinking about going down to Ocean Harbor. You wouldn't have any trouble. They know your work down there. Cleet, you could be the first man to scientifically study a creature that, by all the laws of nature, should have died 250,000 years ago. Where are you going?
To ask the dean for a leave of absence. What else?
Joe! Johnson!
Hello! How are you, Lou? Mr. Foster?
Never better, Joe. Old country's talking about that catch of yours.
Is that right? That ought to be worth a raise, then.
It is.
What's this I hear about you getting mauled?
It's just a few scratches. Hey, we'll bring him right up.
Well, let's go down there, boys. Now, keep him straight. Guide him in there easily and watch his head that doesn't hit on that bulkhead. All right. Move him through slowly. Lower it just a little. All right, take it away. Watch this railing here.
Coming right in here. What's that, George? Keep it coming. Raise it up a little. All right, hold it. Now down.
good. Afraid I got some bad news for you, Mr. Foster.
The Gill man?
Yeah, been in a coma ever since we captured him.
But he's still alive.
There's just about.
Look, Joe, you can't do this to me. Why, I've got every man, woman, and child in the civilized world waiting to meet the Gill man. The hotels are booked for 50 miles around here. I've got the radio, the TV.
Louis, speeches aren't going to do any good now. We'll put him in the receiving tank. We'll see what happens. Come on, let's get rolling, Mac.
Okay, Joe.
Describe this, ladies and gentlemen, as the creature's official entry into the 20th century. Here at Ocean Harbor, it will live, if it lives at all, and become the object of scientific study. The question now is whether Joe Hayes, the man who captured the creature, will be able to bring it out of its comatose condition. He's waiting for it now, alone in the tank, apparently showing no sign of fear as his arms reach out.
Easy now, let it down easy. All right, I've got it. Let it down just a little.
All right, hold it.
Can you get him out, Joe?
Yeah, I can make it. Okay, sail away.
Take up the rig.
Hey, boys, look up here.
Man, look at that thing. Will he come out of it?
Too early to tell.
Pardon me, sir. Mr. Dobson, may I have a word with you? Ladies and gentlemen, I have here Miss Helen Dobson, one of the prettiest young ladies it's ever been my pleasure to interview. Miss Dobson was a science major at Belmont University in Texas. Now, well, perhaps I better get her to explain it to you. What brings you to the Oceanarium, Miss Dobson?
I'm here to gather material for my master's thesis. I'm studying ichthyology.
Ichthyology? That's a $10 word. How about explaining it to us?
Well, ichthyology is the study of fish.
I see. I noticed that Joe Hayes out here has the Gill man down in the water and he's walking him around. That seems to be a strange thing to do. Is there any particular reason for it?
Well, that's the way they revive sharks and other large fish. And since this creature has gills, they're using the same method. You see, walking forces water into the mouth from which it flows over the gills. As the water traverses past the gills, fine blood vessels on the surface of the gills release the carbon dioxide and pick up a dissolved oxygen from the water, which exits from the fish through the gill slit.
I see. Well, do you think it'll work in this particular case?
Well, I'm no prophet.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us, Miss Dobson.
How does it look, Joe?
Can't tell yet, Lou. How long has he been walking this thing?
About 2 hours.
What a way to make a living.
His arm.
I saw it. It did move.
Watch it up there. He's starting to move.
Does he get out?
Get those ropes ready. I want to get out of here as soon as I get a line on it.
We're ready, Joe.
Thank you.
Gillman from the receiving tank into the larger permanent tank. Mr. Joe Hayes is in charge of the operation.
Open up the gate!
I'm not taking any chances. Okay.
Chain holes.
Don't worry about that chain.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Ocean Harbor. On this, the first day of public exhibit of the world-famous Gillman. We suggest that you enjoy all the sights the Oceanarium has to offer. Once you've seen the Gillman, please move on. Give the other folks a chance. Our attendants will be pleased to answer your questions as you tour the wonders of the deep.
Finding you here. Look, I'm not one of those specialists who fails to appreciate the other fellow's feel. Although, personally, I think we're over-specialized. Why, it's getting so we have experts who concentrate only on the lower section of a specimen's left ear.
Well, I must tell you, I know something about your work, and I was quite impressed when I heard you were coming. You're not at all like I expected.
I'm glad I disappointed you.
Thank you.
much on table manners, is he?
Come on, let's get out of here before the crowd runs over us.
All right.
What are you doing for dinner tonight?
You don't waste any time, do you?
I've only got 2 weeks.
But you came here to work.
Anytime a man can combine business with pleasure, he's batting 500 in my league. Now I'll start all over again. Miss Dobson, what are you doing for dinner tonight?
Well, I haven't thought about it, sir.
Then that's settled. Now, where are you staying?
At the Star Motel.
Great, so am I.
Hey, Professor! Wait for me!
Uh-oh, I've been afraid of this. That Joe Hayes is an A-number-one wolf. Avoid him. It'll be difficult, but it can be done.
Well, aren't you going to wait for him?
What, let Mr. America cut into my cake?
What's the matter, old-timer, Poopa? Shouldn't walk these brain boys so fast, tell them they can't take it. You know, strong upstairs, but no stamina. It's good to see you, Cleet. I heard you were in town.
You too.
I understand you're going to be here for a couple of weeks, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
That's tough. You won't have a chance to enjoy the good things in life. And what are you doing for dinner tonight?
Well, I,
Sorry, Joe. She just made a date with me, didn't she?
Well, I... Well, yes. Oh, but you can join us, Joe, if you want to.
No, thanks. I'll give the professor his chance. I don't like to take advantage of amateurs. See you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Flippy, the educated porpoise. Flippy has been taught to retrieve objects on command. And now for a finale, Flippy will raise the flag.
Well, where have you been, boy? Oh, I guess I better introduce you. Professor, this is Chris, my one true love and favorite boyfriend.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Well, it's all right, boy. He won't bite you.
Oh, come on, boy. Say, you're a good old dog. Does he always travel with you?
No. He picked me up a couple of weeks ago. I was here watching the porpoises, and he made a pass at me. Didn't you, boy? If Flippy gets any smarter, he'll start talking.
He talks all right. We're just not smart enough to understand him.
Hi.
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 You think Chris is smarter than Flippy, Professor?
I doubt it. A porpoise has a very large and well-developed brain. In fact, his intelligence lies somewhere between a chimpanzee and a dog.
How smart is the gill man?
Well, that's what I'm here to find out. What his reflexes are like, his behavior pattern, his capacity to learn, his response to stimuli.
Oh, it sounds exciting. I hope I'll be able to help.
Thanks, I'm sure you will.
Here we go. Okay, once more. Back again. All right, Flippy. You may now return to your private quarters and thank you.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The speaker must be working. He's reacting to it down there. Be sure your throat mic is tight.
Be sure and keep that volume up.
Yes, sir.
Now, the most important thing is not to become so interested you get careless.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that.
If anything goes wrong, you head straight for the surface, you understand? All right, let's go. I sure hate to use this, but I guess we haven't much choice. All right, now, let's go over it once more. You're to wait for the right moment and then push the food cage within his reach.
Mm-hmm.
As he reaches for it, you're to say stop into your throat microphone. He won't know what it means, so I'll condition him by shocking him with a bull prod. Right?
Right.
Bob, hand me this when I get in the water, will you? Fine. Now you better get out of that rig and remember, we have a date for dinner tonight. What did Joe Kreider say? It takes longer for a man to dress. He's got more to put on. How's he doing?
Fine.
Come on, let's get out of here.
All right.
Hey,
Here's the Mickey Finn, Professor.
Good. Takes about 5 minutes for this stuff to work. Then you'll be gentle as a baby.
I suppose.
Fine scientist you are, getting squeamish about doping a fish.
He's got it.
What goes on here?
Oh, well, every second, millions of electric impulses leave from one cell of the brain to another, making our minds and moods what they are. You see, those wires on the Gill Man pick up these impulses and register them here on the chart.
Yeah.
Naturally, we'd learn a lot more about the creature if we could test him while he was awake.
Well, my dear girl, everybody knows that when you're asleep, the brain stops working.
No more so than the heart does. The brain waves become irregular, like those of the insane.
You mean I'm crazy when I'm asleep?
No more so than when you're awake.
Corpuscle content only 10% less than human blood. Unnucleated structure. No correlation with a fish sample. It's amazing. Every test, every reaction, it just misses being human.
Back again, boy. Say, you're like the proverbial kid brother trying to mooch a nickel.
There.
Well, what's the matter, boy? You worn out?
Wouldn't you be by now?
Here, boy.
Fetch it. Fetch it, boy. Fetch it.
He's a character.
nice to get away, lie in the sun, be like other people.
Strange talk coming from a dedicated scientist. Have you forgotten your mission in life? I'll be leaving soon. I'm going to miss you.
You know, sometimes I wonder how I ever got started on all this. Science, fish, ichthyology. Where will it all lead me? As a person, I mean. Most of the kids I went to undergraduate school with are already married and have children.
Is that what you want?
I don't know. I just don't know.
But surely you must...
But what do you want?
Well, it's different with me. I'm a man. I don't have to make a choice.
But I do.
It's tough on you gals. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just a fact.
Doesn't seem right.
But you haven't told me what you want. What you want most, I mean. I'd like to know before I leave. You become important to me.
Very.
Uh-huh.
Dog, you're a point killer.
Startled me.
I'm sorry.
You know, I pity him sometimes. He's so alone. The only one of his kind in the world. Well, he's like an orphan of time.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. You're going into the tank. It's risky. Too risky. I'd sleep better if you leave him to Joe and me.
Well, haven't I been a help?
That's not what I'm talking about. It's... Well, it's just that he's so unpredictable. If anything were to happen...
Oh, now, nothing's going to happen. Don't you think you're making a lot out of nothing? He's chained and you have the bull prod.
Will you listen?
You're only going to be here a short time, and using Joe might hold you up.
Come on.
close.
Come on.
Helen!
To capture! Stop! Wait! Wait!
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Oh, come here, quick, and give Helen a hand. You all right, Helen?
Yeah.
Since the Gill Man escaped. Conflicting reports place the fearsome creature as far north as Norfolk, Virginia, and as far south as Panama. But most experts believe the monster is either dead or on its way back to the Amazon.
Come on, kids. Break it up.
We weren't doing anything.
Well, that's good. It's time to go home. Come on, beat it.
Okay, officer, okay. Anything you say.
In the bedroom. Isn't he there?
No. I heard him howl.
Well, I'll be right with you.
I'll look for him outside. Chris? Here, boy. Here, Chris. Here, boy. Here, Chris.
Any sign of him?
Huh?
Well, I wonder where he could be.
Oh, don't worry about it. He's probably chasing a rabbit. He'll show up in the morning. Come on. I'm glad you're coming with me tomorrow. We can take a leisurely cruise up the river and have dinner in Jacksonville. My plane doesn't leave until midnight, so maybe we can go stepping for a couple of hours if you like.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Will you miss me?
It'll be the longest 3 months.
George, thanks a lot.
Have a nice trip.
Thank you.
Sorry about everything that happened.
Bye.
Bye, fellas.
Now stop worrying about Chris.
It's not like him to take off like that.
Look, he'll probably be waiting for you on your doorstep when you get home.
I hope so. For a scientist, I sure am a sentimental fool.
Stay that way. Come on, now let's enjoy the trip. There's nothing I can do to help.
Everything checks, but nothing works.
Well, yell if you need me.
Okay.
Ready?
Sure.
Let's go.
My leg, will you?
Huh?
For a professor, you certainly have the manners of a freshman.
Hey, professor! Come on back! It's all fixed!
Fun's over.
Did you have fun?
Oh, yes, it was wonderful.
We better get going.
Okay.
Let's go outside.
All right. Well, Prince Charming vanishes at midnight, and I won't see him for 3 long months.
Maybe I can stretch a weekend. Might as well be broke as the way I am.
You know, scientists are funny. We probe and measure and dissect, invent lights without heat, weigh a caterpillar's eyebrow. But when it comes to really important things, we're as stupid as the caveman.
Important?
Mm-hmm. Like love. Makes the world go round, but what do we know about it? Is it a fact? Is it chemistry, electricity? Once when I had a crush on the captain of the high school football team, I looked it up in the dictionary. And love, according to Mr. Webster, is a feeling of strong personal attachment induced by sympathetic understanding. Have you ever heard such nonsense?
I don't know. Some things should remain unknown. I think a poet once said, "But love is such a mystery, I cannot find it out. But when I think I'm best resolved, I then am most in doubt."
This is a 67.
Clear the streets of traffic. Order citizens indoors. Police cars on detail 9-1 will report to waterfront.
The Gill Man is loose in Jacksonville after kidnapping Miss Helen Dobson, a science student. It is believed the monster may be on the prowl, ready to attack others. The police have requested us to advise all citizens to remain indoors until further notice. It is suggested that you keep all lights on, as the creature seems not to be able to stand bright light.
So I say to the old man, why should I stay in school? You never finished and you're doing okay.
You can't get a job without a college degree. It's like my pop says it. A college degree's like a high school diploma used to be. He says, hey, what's that?
Looks like body's been washed ashore.
Think we better?
Yeah.
Is she all right?
She's alive.
No! No!
Area 78 is incorrect. Got it? It is incorrect. The Gill Man has not been sighted in that area.
He could be headed for Brazil by now.
Yeah.
The bodies of two men have been found on the banks of the St. John's River. Car 19 investigate bodies. Found near car. Below Point Diego.
Could be him. Let's go.
Another one over there.
Look. All emergency equipment is being mobilized at Point Diego, where the bodies of two students, victims of the Gill Man, were found. So far, there's been no trace of Miss Helen Dobson, the pretty young scientist kidnapped by the monster. Her fiancé, Professor Cleet Ferguson, is aiding in the search. The police department asked me to repeat this message. Civil defense trucks and floodlight equipment will report to Point Diego.
All right, men, settle down and give me your attention. I want you to comb this beach and surrounding area carefully, but under no circumstances are any of you to investigate shrubbery hulks or other possible places of concealment
unless you are accompanied by an armed guard. Now, the trucks will disperse in both directions and unload about 1,000 yards apart. You men all have flashlights. I want you to check them right now to see whether they're in order or not.
All right, come on, turn them on.
Good. Now, if any of you spot the Gill Man, report to your group leader. He'll fire his very pistol, and the professor and I'll get there as soon as possible.
May I say something to the men, Captain?
Professor Ferguson would like to say something to you.
I want to impress upon you once again something your captain said before. Don't take any chances. This is a thinking creature we're hunting. Wily, cruel, dangerous. As strong as any 10 of you. Two men have already lost their lives tonight. A girl is missing. I want to find that girl alive more than anything else in the world. But I don't want a single one of you men to risk your life needlessly.
Remember that this creature can't stay out of water for more than a few minutes. That limits our search to a narrow strip along the river.
So please, obey the captain's instructions to the letter. The moment you spot the Gill Man, report it to your group leader, and he'll fire his very pistol.
That's it, men. Get at it.
I think I saw something.
Anything to make you happy, man.
Hold it. I knew I saw something.
I can't make it out, but that's no gill man, Bub.
And it's not driftwood either, Buster. I'm going to take a look-see. Any of you guys want to go with me? Joe, keep his lamp right where it is.
Right. If you find anything, make with the high sign.
Yeah. A flea couldn't get through there, Professor.
Hey, they found it.
Let's move, boys.
Instructions. The professor is in command from now on. You take orders from him.
There he goes.
Watch out for the girl. Hold your fire.
Slowly. Don't make any sudden moves.
Steady.
Hold your fire!
Steady. That's it.